Proclamation number 0414 of 13th of May, 1938. Love. God's word. Field. Seed. God's protection. Love one another. This is the highest commandment, for it embraces all that the Lord God asks of you. If you fulfill this commandment, you will also never be without a love for God. And you desire more and more the power and grace that flows to you through the love for God and for your neighbor. Therefore, wherever you are chosen to fulfill the mission to your neighbor, this alone is already an inexpressible grace from the Lord, because a field of love has been given to you, which you shall never tire of cultivating. To receive the seed through the Word of God, which is transmitted to you daily, is again a proof of the grace of divine love, and if you are busy and active in spreading this word, and if you sincerely ask God for His blessing, the seed will sprout in the hearts of people and will then also lead them on the way of salvation. All salvation comes from the Word of God. So the doors to the heart are wide open and let in all the blessings that the Lord Himself has placed in His Word. Full understanding will only come to you when you make an effort to put the Word of God into practice. There is nothing as powerful as the active exercise of the Word of God. I am the Word, the truth and the life, says the Lord. So everyone has received the Lord Himself by accepting the Word of God. He walks in the truth and will live for eternity. And as only true love always unites with the Word, so it certainly follows by itself that you are then in full possession of all spiritual vitality. That you then need not fear anything, and no event, however threatening, can affect you, because the Lord rules with His love in you and around you, and He watches over and protects those who are His. Those who carry His word into their hearts and live in love. For these are His true children whom the Father will protect from all evils of body and soul. The active spiritual activity. The search for divine truths. The walk of the Spirit in regions outside the earth. All this is already a proof of the everlasting company of the Lord. His love is steadfast with these children who abide in His word and in love, and makes them safely walk the right path that leads to the Heavenly Father and through Him to eternal life. Amen.